The Radio Memories Network is brought to you in part by Liberated Syndication, podcast publishing made easy, libsyn.com. That's libsyn.com.
Welcome once again to Big Band Serenade. It's where we meet every week to enjoy the music of the big band and to remember. So sit back and let's enjoy the memories of the big band era.
I'm Claire Teal. Welcome to Big Band Special. Tonight we feature a guest performance from the New York-based Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra, led by trumpeter Wynton Marsalis. We were at the Royal Concert Hall in Glasgow a couple of weeks ago to catch them at their final performance of a two-week visit to the UK. This is a band of the highest order, featuring great musicians on every chair from the youngest to oldest member. And speaking of oldest member, the Glasgow concert was something of a homecoming for the LCJO's baritone saxophonist Joe Templey. Joe, who is now 80 years old, although he comes across as someone many years younger, was born in Fife and spent his early years with Tommy Sampson's big band. He was also a member of Humphrey Lyttelton's band for a number of years before moving to the US in the mid-1960s. In the 1970s, Joe was a member of the Duke Ellington Orchestra under Mercer Ellington after the great Harry Carney passed away. So it was quite fitting that much of the LCJO set in Glasgow featured Joe and the music of Duke Ellington. This ranged from the early 1920s through to one of the Duke's final works from the 1970s. So where better to start than at the beginning with Wynton Marsalis taking on the role of Bubba Miley with his plunger mute trumpet in The Mooch.
Thank you. Du Bois on the clarinet. Chris Crenshaw on the trombone. And the rest of us. Now this is Duke from a little later, the early 30s, maybe 30, maybe 31, not 29. And this entitled Old Man Blues. Thank you.
contemporary. Ted Nash. Victor Goins. Marcus Printup. Ali Jackson. Vincent Gardner.
Now we're going to go a little later. Late 1930s. Maybe the early 40s, but not the mid-30s or the mid-40s. This is a true swinger entitled Jack the Bear. Jack the Bear was supposed to be a bass player who could play anything, who appeared in New York City sometime after the turn of the century, of the 20th century, maybe in the teens. Not in the olds. Maybe a little bit of the 20s. Carlos Enriquez is going to display his prowess on that instrument. And then we're going to hear from Joe. And maybe we'll hear a little Elliot too. Then we're going to have the saxophone background. Then we're going to go ahead on home. Jack the Bear. Yes, indeed. Whatever you said, I'm with you. Thank you.
Jack the Bear, early 1940s Duke Ellington with Carlos Henriquez on bass, taking on the role of Jimmy Blanton. The other soloists were Joe Tempoli on baritone saxophone, Victor Goines on clarinet, and Elliot Mason on trombone. I'm Claire Teal, and on tonight's Big Band Special, we're featuring the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra, directed by Wynton Marsalis and recorded in concert at the recent Glasgow Jazz Festival. Continuing their Ellington theme, the LCJO's next work is the reflective and bluesy Sunset and the Mockingbird, featuring Joe Tempoli on baritone. This was one of the movements of the Queen's Suite, a work inspired by Duke Ellington's meeting with Queen Elizabeth at a performance in Leeds in 1958. The Duke was so taken with the Queen that he composed the Queen's Suite very quickly afterwards, recorded it and pressed one single copy. That he sent to Her Majesty. In fact, he would never allow the recording to be issued, and it only saw the light of day after his death in 1974. That beats most romantic gestures I can think of.
Thank you.
Victor Goins, Dan Nimmer,
now we're going to go to some late Ellington from the early 70s. This is from an album entitled Afro-Eurasian Eclipse. And this is one movement where Duke expresses the opinion that the entire world is going Chinese. It's entitled Chinoiserie.
Chinoiserie from Afro-Eurasian Eclipse, written by Duke Ellington for the Monterey Jazz Festival in 1970. And what a journey in musical terms from the mooch to that work Duke Ellington made in 40 years. It was performed by the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra, led by trumpeter Wynton Marsalis at the recent 2010 Glasgow Jazz Festival. Their next work was composed by pianist Mary Lou Williams in 1945 for trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie. This was at the same time as she was contributing arrangements to the Duke Ellington Orchestra. In the Land of Oobla-Dee featured Milton Orrant's Edward Lear meets John Hendricks type lyric, which tonight is sung by LCJO trombonist Vincent Gardner. That's after Joe Temperley's memorable spoken introduction.
I met a beautiful princess in the Land of Oobla-Dee. She smiled and said, Oobla-Dee, meaning you appeal to me. I said, Oobu-Dela-Bindu with pride. Oobla-Din-Bundu, let's take a ride in the Land of Oobla-Dee. Oobla-Dee.
A beautiful princess in the Land of Oobla-Dee. She smiled and said, Oobadilia, which means you appeal to me. I said, Oobadilia la, let's boo with pride. Oobadilia la, bendu, let's take a ride. In the Land of Oobla-Dee, Oobla-Dee, they drove me straight to her castle in the Land of Oobla-Dee. And there I met her two sisters, Ooey-Dah and Dooey-Blee. Now Ooey-Dah without a doubt was twice my size. Ooey-Dee, the other sister, had three eyes. But the two had eyes for me, Oobla-Dee. I loved the beautiful princess from the Land of Oobla-Dee. I asked her, Oobie-a-Oobie, darling, will you marry me? She said, Oobadilia-la-ee-la-see-blue, there is nothing in this land I'd rather do. In the Land of Oobla-Dee, Oobla-Dee, they took me straight to the altar in the Land of Oobla-Dee. I had a very strange feeling, things did not look right to me. So before I said I do, I looked aside. They had pulled a switcheroo, they changed the bride. No, they can't do that to me, Oobla-Dee. Thank you. of Ubladi. I jumped when I saw the princess who was waiting there for me. Now we say Ubadilia la si la e blue, which means I will always love and cherish you in the land of Ubladi, Ubladi.
Mr. Gardner. Dan Limmer. Joe Temperley.
Thank you very much. Now we'd like to conclude with an original composition from a piece entitled The Victoria Suite. It's called Mendizorazza Swing. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Mendizorata's Swing, taken from the Vittoria Suite, composed by Wynton Marsalis and performed in concert by the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra at the Royal Concert Hall in Glasgow as part of the recent Glasgow Jazz Festival. And that's just about it for tonight. I hope you've enjoyed our guest band in concert. And remember that you can catch the show at any time over the next week by visiting the BBC iPlayer. Next week, the BBC Big Band returns to Big Band Special under the direction of Jay Craig. And we'll be hearing a couple more items from the LCJO. So make sure you join us for that on Big Band Special just after 11 next Monday here on BBC Radio 2. But for tonight, from me, Claire Teal, and my producer, Bob McDowell, thanks for listening and bye for now.
This is BBC Radio 2, online, on digital and on 88 to 91 FM. BBC News at midnight, this is Fenella Fudge. A cabinet minister has said that the government's plan for a big society is partly about saving money. The Prime Minister launched the scheme today, saying he wanted power returned to individuals. In an interview with the BBC, the Cabinet Office Minister Francis Maude, who's in charge of promoting the big society, was asked if it were a money-saving tactic.
Well, it's partly about saving money. No great magic or mystery about this. This is the end of the era of big government. Big government has failed, it's run out of money, and it's made a lot of problems worse, not better. This will save money, but it's not principally about that. It's principally about having a stronger, more cohesive society.
The US Coast Guard says no seepage has yet been detected from BP's fractured oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. There's been concern that the cap placed on the well last week may be forcing oil into the surrounding rocks and creating new leaks. BP's now been given a further 24 hours to test the cap. The federal coordinator for the cleanup, Paul Zukunft, says that so far the outlook's good.
I will say that we've had no indication of oil being released at the site, and at the same time there are measurements being taken, and there is no indication that there's any release that we're seeing expressed at the surface.
A court in the United States has granted bail to the former owner of the Daily Telegraph, Conrad Black, while he appeals against his fraud conviction. Black and three other executives at Hollinger International were found to have diverted